AP News for this Saturday, January 6th. I'm Jackie Quinn. Federal officials have ordered the immediate grounding of all Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets for mandatory inspections. That's after this incident late Friday.
We are emergency. We are depressurized.
An Alaska Airlines jet blew out a window and a portion of the fuselage shortly after takeoff from Oregon. Audio from liveatc.net. No one was hurt. The rapid drop in cabin pressure tore the clothing off of a child and sent down oxygen masks as the plane was returned to Portland for an emergency landing. Today is the third anniversary of the U.S. Capitol insurrection that left five dead in its wake. Former President Donald Trump, who was indicted by special counsel Jack Smith for allegedly conspiring to defraud the U.S. over the election, was campaigning for re-election today in Iowa.
We gotta win. 9 days from now, the people of this state are going to cast the most important vote of your entire life.
Other GOP candidates were focusing on Iowa as well. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visiting leaders near the Middle East, looking for solutions to the Israel-Hamas war, among other issues.
That we're working together, whether it's in defense of Ukraine, whether it's for peace and stability in the Mediterranean, whether it's dealing with the situation in the Middle East, Gaza.
Hezbollah's fired dozens of rockets into northern Gaza after a strike earlier this week that killed a militant leader. Here's our Karen Chamas.
The barrage comes with a warning by the group that it was only the initial response to the killing of a Hamas leader, presumably by Israel in Lebanon's capital this week.
A woman in her 90s has been pulled alive from a collapsed home in western Japan. It's more than 5 days after a massive earthquake struck the region Monday. This is AP News. A deadly attack on a Muslim cleric still unsolved.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute. An investigation is underway outside a deadly shooting at a New Jersey mosque. AP's Jennifer King reports.
New Jersey officials say Iman Hassan Sharif died after being found with multiple gunshot wounds just outside his mosque in Newark early Wednesday morning. The Attorney General for New Jersey, Matt Platkin, says authorities are still looking for a shooter.
The evidence collected thus far does not indicate that this was an act motivated by bias or an act of domestic terrorism.
The process of turning seawater into salt is an important Native Hawaiian sacred practice. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Kanani Santos's family is one of 22 families working on one of the last remaining salt patches in Hawaii.
It keeps me connected to my place in the world.
The sacred salt has been sent to survivors of the deadly Maui fires to bless and calm the island.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.